Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. To begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and other local offices, local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
I'm 67.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going fine.
So if you had to choose, would you say right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction. Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Well, I'm going to want to read the actual proposal, but the way you read it, I would vote yes.
Because I cannot choose for you, I need you to tell me if it's definitely or probably.
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, since ballot language can be sometimes difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing rails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes and probably.
Yes, probably. Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
And is that a definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first one is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The second one we have is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I'm fine with the proposed amount, and I will probably vote for it.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, for something a bit different, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, or improving public education and local schools.
And you want to know what? You want to know which one I would want?
Which
local
one? Yes, to focus on most.
But the question is my local.
Your local elected officials in Grand Traverse
County. My local elected officials, I would want them to improve the schools.
In local schools. Thank you. And now you will be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is your city.
I'm sorry, you blocked out. I can't hear you. You dropped off. I can't hear you. Sorry. I can no longer hear you.